Slacker and Steve on demand.
So we've got this list of 10 heart-stopping compliments that women love hearing.
Oh, this is the ones that you tell your wife on a daily basis, I'm sure. Yes, this is going to be cool. What does Slacker say to his wife?
I don't say any of this.
Okay.
But she doesn't say any of it to me either. Oh. And I'm the girl in our relationship. I think you know that.
You're the romantic guy.
I'm the estrogen.
You are.
She should be saying these things to me.
Okay. That's...
Now, the key to these things is that you have to already be in it. You'll figure it out pretty quickly. You have to be in a relationship.
Yeah. These aren't like on a, you see her across the bar and you approach her.
Yeah. You start with, I can't stop thinking of you. That's a weird way to start. You walk up to the receptionist at your workplace and say, I can't stop thinking of you. That's
creepy.
That's way creepy. If you just do it as a text, it can work just as well.
Just let her know that you're thinking of her and you do that.
And they say it's heart stopping.
For a lady. Oh, actually it is, because I try and do these things. And
you do?
Yeah, I do.
This one seems too forward. You turn me on so much.
You can't say that to your wife?
Well, I guess I'm picturing these as texts. And it just feels fishing.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That one, yes. You're like suggesting, hey, I'm in the mood for come and serve.
Yes. Yeah. They say if you say it with a warm voice and while looking into her eyes, it could be the best compliment she could ever get.
So you're going to be saying these things to her face to face. You can't be texting or emailing this crap.
So that means I have to communicate.
Yo, God.
All right. I'm out on this. They say if you follow that up with why they turn you on.
Yes.
Next up, you make me feel like a man.
As a guy, I don't know if I could really...
They're saying by acknowledging her femininity and making her feel like she's doing a good job being your woman, it's a compliment. It's a heart-stopping compliment for her.
Okay, so I guess that one's kind of weird to say, but say it for her sake. That's a good thing. Yeah.
I can't do that one either.
I know.
How did I get so lucky? Ugh.
Yeah, every now and then. Yeah,
Oh my God, how did I get so... These are so cheesy.
But when you say it like that, when you're doing...
Sweetheart, you turned me on so much. How did I get so lucky?
Can you knock two? That's not bad. You knocked two out of one.
It just seems stupid.
Yeah.
You drive me crazy. Doesn't that go back to you turn me on?
Yeah.
They say said with the right tone, it means she makes you crazy about her. But she makes you feel in love and alive.
And these are important to her. So these are guys you have to say these things.
So why am I, as the romantic, shooting all these down? Because I hate them all.
Right? Because you're married. That's why.
That's probably a big part of it. You're just adorable.
Yeah, I'll just say that. I go, oh my God, you are so adorable right now.
Really?
Yeah, I can
adorable
say that.
Adorable is better than cute or pretty or gorgeous.
I think
or
so.
Or smoking.
It's like an amalgam of all kind of.
But adorable makes me feel like puppy.
I see that a little bit, but I adore you.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I get it. I see where we're going with that. Number 7, nobody makes me happier than you.
Well, that'd be hard. Yeah, you got to pretend you really mean that one. But no, I'm just kidding.
They say that it is one of those things that just gets inside, that makes them feel like you're the one, I'm the one, we're meant to be together.
I see that.
It's a very affirming thing. This one just feels like deep south. I don't like it. Aren't you the sweetest?
Oh,
I say it's another way to make her feel special. It's extremely
sweet.
Touching when used at the right time. Just like, how did I get so lucky? Maybe that's why I hate it. You can use this one more often and remind her how much you appreciate her.
Because women like to be referred to as sweet. Yep.
Number 9, we're almost done with this terrible list of things that wouldn't get you any action if you tried.
But your wife is desperate to hear from you.
I'll try all these. And
you will, because you're going to do it in the voice, and you're going to be off the seat.
No, I'm going to be like, how did I get so lucky?
Okay.
You're so adorable. Aren't you just the sweetest? Next up, God, you're so... Oh, God, you're just perfect.
Oh, you're throwing a deity in there. Oh, yep. Now we're...
Letting her know whatever she's just done had a huge effect on you.
That's cool. These are
and
good.
And you appreciate her being it.
Dude, they are. The women, these are true.
The last one.
Oh, here we go.
Just as bad as how did I get so lucky?
Oh, no.
And aren't you the sweetest? Come on. Stop being so cute.
Oh, no. Okay. That might be to a puppy.
They say the tease and compliment at the same time is a fun and playful way of spontaneously adding some affection into an otherwise normal conversation.
Well, you got a lot to do. You got to do all 10 of these. You're going to have to bust out.
I can tell you like six of them. Yeah. I can't even. I would have to say them in a Muppet voice. I'm out on those.
All right. That's probably best.
I'll try the other four.
Yeah.
And if I get no action, I won't try ever again.
Boom. Slacker and Steve.